All right, good morning. Today's daf is Brachas daf Lamed Dalet. We left off Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, most of the way down the Amud, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom at the two dots. Today, she is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. And today, we will be covering a number of topics in the daf. We are going to start off with a brief discussion of Yerushamayim, the famous maxim that Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyirah Shamayim. We're then going to resume the discussion that we began with the Mishnah yesterday about if one says various things in the tefillah, we quiet him down because he's saying inappropriate things. So we're going to talk about a guy who says Modim Modim, and because it's Mechsei Kishtei Roshuyos, then talk about whether if a person says Shema Shema, it's a similar situation, or whether there might be a distinction between saying Modim Modim and Shema Shema multiple times. The Mishnah on Lamed Aleph is going to talk about somebody who says another thing in tefillah which is inappropriate, and then what happens if a chazan is davening for the amud, and then he makes a mistake in the tefillah, so you need to find the replacement chazan. So the alacrity with which a person is supposed to answer the gabbai in order to go to the amud and take over for the guy who made the mistake. And we are then going to talk about the procedure for tefillah, davening a long Shmon Esrei, davening a Shmur Shmon Esrei, when a person is supposed to bow during Shmon Esrei, the difference between different types of bowing, and then the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis is going to talk about what happens if a person is davening and he makes a mistake. He's not a Shliach Tzibur, but if a person is davening and he makes a mistake in the tefillah, does that portend that his tefillah is not going to be answered? Does that portend something bad about his tefillah or that which he is davening for? And the Gemara is going to tell us a bunch of stories about how when certain of the Amoraim were davening, they knew right away whether their tefillahs would be answered depending on how fluent they were in their tefillah. If they were stumbling over their tefillah, they knew that they were not having the proper kavana, the tefillah was not going to be efficacious for whatever reason, and the Gemara is going to tell us a few stories about that. And with that, we will conclude, God willing, the fifth perek of the Masechtas. Again, we left off Lama Gimel Lama Beis, the two dots, about 9 lines up from the bottom. First word on the line is Mekalsin, and we will pick up with the two dots in the middle of that line. V'amar Rabbi Chanina, says Rabbi Chanina, Achol Bidei Shamayim, everything is Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Miyira Shamayim, except for Yira Shamayim. So what does that mean? So Rashi says that a lot of a person's attributes are preordained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whether a person is going to be tall, or whether he's going to be short, whether he's going to be bright, whether he's going to be not so bright, whether he's going to be rich, whether he's going to be poor, what his complexion is going to be, that's all Bidei Shamayim. A person doesn't have a choice when he comes out of his mother's womb, how tall he's going to be. However, whether a person is going to be a tzaddik or a rasha, that decision is given over to the hands of the people. And a person will always have two options, a good option and a bad option. And a person always has the ability to choose the good option. Shenamar, how do we know? So back in the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach Ki Im Liyira. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Bnei Yisrael, or Moshe says to the Bnei Yisrael, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you other than Yira Shamayim? So in other words, Yira Shamayim is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking of the Bnei Yisrael. So it says the Gemara, Atu Yira Shamayim Milsa Zeshutzehi, Moshe Rabbeinu is making it sound like no big deal. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask of you already except to fear God and do only mitzvahs and not do any averas? It's very difficult to behave like that. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu pretending like it's no big deal? So says the Gemara. V'yom Rav Chanina Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochai Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis Gnozav Ela Otzer So Yira Shamayim. What does Kadosh Baruch Hu have Kaviyachol in his storehouse up in Shamayim? So he has over there a whole storage of Yira Shamayim. Shneimar Yiras Hashem He Otzaro. So obviously, Yiras Shamayim is something that's so valuable if it's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Otzer, if it's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's storehouse. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu say to the Jewish people, come on, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask of you other than Yiras Shamayim? It makes it seem like Yiras Shamayim is no big deal, but we know clearly it is a big deal. So says the Gemara in Legabe Moshe, Milsa Zusrasahi, Legabe Moshe Rabbeinu, it was not such a big deal. So to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yira Shamayim was no biggie. So he said to the Bnei Yisrael, come on, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask of you besides Yira Shamayim? Demar Rav Chanina, Damar Rav Chanina, Misha, Damar Rav Chanina, Mashal Adam Shemavakshim, Mimeno Kli Gadol V'yeshlo. If a person asks his friend to borrow a very, very expensive, rare Kli, V'yeshlo, but he has it, Damar Lav Kli Klatan. Now, from the perspective of the person who's being asked for the Kli, it's like no big deal because he has what the guy is asking for. Kli katan ve'ein lo, domino lav kli gadol. However, if you ask somebody for something and the guy doesn't have it, now it sounds like an unreasonable request. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was possessing Yira Shemayim, and therefore for Moshe Rabbeinu it was no big deal, and that's why he was presenting it that way. But again, the bottom line that we see from the Gemara is the Yiras Hashem, the ability to choose the right path and to become a tzaddik, is squarely within a person's domain. That's the Bechira Chavshis of a person. Says the Gemara now, Vayter, four lines up from the bottom. Modim, modim, Mishaskano. So if a guy says modim, modim twice, then we quiet him down. That's not proper. Amar Avzeira, Kola Omer Shema Shema. Anybody who says Shema Shema, Ka Omer Modim, modim. It's as if he says modim, modim, because it looks like he's saying Shema to two gods. Says the Gemara, Meisvea Korea Shema Vakofla. If a person says Shema and repeats it and doubles it up, Hareze Meguna, then it's not a very savory attribute. It's not savory behavior, but Meguna Hu Dahave, it is Meguna. So in other words, it's not a good thing to do. Shtuke Lo Meshaskinale, but it doesn't say that you have to quiet him down. There's a difference between saying that it's Meguna, which is not the best behavior, and Meshaskinoso. Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha Hadamar Milsa Milsa Vitanila, Vadamar Psuka Psuka Vitanila. One is where a guy says every word repeated, and the other is where the guy says each pasuk repeated. And says Rashi, Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, Milsa Milsa Vitanila, Kol Teva Viteva Choser Vishone. If a person says each word twice, then Maguna Havi, then it's Maguna, then it's not the best behavior, but Shtuke Lomash Latskinale, but we don't quiet him down. Shane Zed Doma Lamakabala of Shte Malchias, Ella Limis Lotsates, Ella. In other words, if a person is saying the words twice, it doesn't look like he's davening to two different gods. You know what it looks like? It looks like he's OCD and that he's afraid that he didn't pronounce the words correctly. But Amar Pasuk Shalim Vatani La Meshaskin Lo Meshaskin Le Demechse Kishtei Rishuyos. But if a person says each pasuk and then he repeats the pasuk, now it looks like you're saying individual psukim and you're repeating them. Now it already looks like you are intending to daven to shtei rishuyos. And Tosfos says, the Tosfos is actually found on Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, but if you flip the page, so Tosfos says, Amar psuka psuka v'kafle, so perish bekuntras mashaskenoso. If you repeat each pasuk as a unit, then we quiet him down, demechseik ose beiz rishuyos, because then it looks like you're making shtei rishuyos. U'bahag u'beperish Rabbeinu Chananel mefaresh ifcha. So the Bahag and the Rabbeinu Chananel say the opposite, actually, that psuka psuka e mashaskenoso miu maguna have. That if you say it pasuk by pasuk, then that's when you don't quiet him down. It's only Meguna. But Tosfos says, no, from the Lashon of Gemara, it's not mashma like that. It's mashma like Tosfos' interpretation. It's mashma like Rashi's interpretation, which is that if you say each word repeated, then it's Meguna, but it's fine. After all, you don't have to quiet him down. But if you say each pasuk, then and then you repeat each pasuk, then you don't have to quiet then you do have to quiet him down. That is a case where Meshaskano. So Tosfos over there, Tosfos later on then explains that when we're talking about repeating, that's only when you're repeating Kriya Shema during its proper time, because then it looks like you might be davening to Shtei Rishuyos. However, there are some times in the liturgy of Tefillah that it's crept in to actually repeat words. So the example that he gives, the example that Tosfos gives over here, the example that Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah also gives, is at the very end of Yom Kippur, we say, Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Avad and Hashem Elohim. So we say the Baruch Shem three times, we say Hashem Elohim seven times. So how come we're not afraid that it looks like you're davening to seven different gods because you're repeating it seven times? So Tosfos explains, obviously, if it's the Nusach HaTefillah, then it's obviously different. It's become accepted that you're going to repeat it to sort of whip the crowd into a frenzy to make them have kavana. But if it says Shema the Siddur once and you're repeating it over and over, then it looks like you might be davening to multiple gods, and that's obviously going to be a problem. Okay, says the Gemara, Navaiter, bottom line, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. So Amar Leira Papa Labaye, Vidilma Me Koralo Kibin Daite, Lovsov Kibin Daite. Says the Gemara, there's a very good reason why the guy might be repeating Shema. twice, because maybe at first he didn't have kavana, and then at the end he did have kavana. So he knows he has to have kavana, and he failed the first time. That's why he's repeating the psukim. So why is it mishaskenoso? So amar lei chavrusa klape shmaya mi'ika. What do you think? Talking to God is like talking to your friend? When you talk to your friend, you might space out. You might not pay attention. But the Gemara's base assumption is that you don't daven unless you know that you're going to be able to be zohar b'tfiloso. And therefore, we don't assume that at first he didn't have kavana, and that's why he's repeating the pasuk to have kavana. The baseline assumption is he wouldn't start davening unless he knew he was able to have kavana. So says the Gemara, ilo tkiven daite meikara, if he didn't have kavana at first, machinale bimar zafta denafcha, we slap him, we strike him with a hammer of a blacksmith, ad mechaven daite. So in other words, it's not even ola al das Gemara that the guy would daven at first without having kavana, because a person would never approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless he knew that he was able to have the proper kavana. And that's why if a person is saying modem modem or shema shema, then it's a bad sign, because then it does look like you're davening l'shei reshuyos. We don't answer, oh, at first he didn't have kavana, because the baseline assumption is the guy always has kavana when he davens. Says the next Mishnah, there's a machlokas whether to read the parentheses, but it's easy enough and short enough, so we'll read it. Ha'omer yivarechicha tovim hareza darkei minos. If a person says yivarechicha tovim, that only the righteous people should bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Darchei Minos, because it assumes that only righteous people have a chelek in tefillah, but that's obviously not true. All Jewish people have a chelek in tefillah and have a mitzvah of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mishnah, however, Levnei HaTeva V'tah, if a person is davening for the Yomad and he makes a mistake, and again, remember, they didn't have Siddurim back then, so if a person lost his train of thought and got stuck, it was very difficult to get him started again. So Yavar Achar Tachtav, a person has to go replace that chazan, another guy has to replace him, you have to switch out the chazan. Velo yehei sarvan ba'osa shah. And a person should not be a sarvan, a person should not resist at that time. So says Rashi, so lefi sheshar yordan lefnei ateva, because any other time somebody is asked to daven, this is not the favorite Rashi of a gabbai, kesha omrim lo lech reid, when the gabbai says, no, go to the amud, go take the amud, tzarech lesarif pamachas. He has to refuse one time, klomar eini kedai lekach. He has to basically pretend like he's not worthy of davening, even though everybody knows he really wants to daven for the amud, but he has to pretend that he's not worthy, kedamin lekaman b'shmaitzin, avozeh lo yisarif. But now, if the other guy's making a mistake, and he needs to swap out the tzliach tzibur, not the time to play games, v'nei shegnayu shetei tfilosum of sekas kolkach, because everybody's waiting while the guy's trying to find the replacement to take over for the shliach tzibur, it's maguna that the tzibur should be waiting for that. So if the bal tefila makes a mistake, you need a replacement bal tefila, don't resist. So me'echanu maskil, good. So now you found the replacement bal tefila. Where does the guy begin from? The mitchila sabracha shetazeh. So you have to back up to the beginning of the bracha that the chazan made a mistake in. Why? Because some of the tzibur is yotzei with the shliach tzibur b'din shamea ka'oneh, and shamea ka'oneh only works when you're hearing complete brachas. It doesn't work when you're hearing half brachas. Therefore, you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Over lefnei ateva, the chazan lo yane amen achara kohanim, should not answer amen after the birchas kohanim, b'bnei atiruf, because he's going to make a mistake, because he's going to get confused. So Tosfa says, Lo yana amen achar konim amen atiruf. Tema says, Tosfa, typically the mafsik tefila mona amen. Why don't we say that the shliach tzibur is in the middle of davening, and if he's answering when the kohanim are saying, Yivarecha Hashem yishmerecha, and he's answering amen, or he's answering amen to the brachas, then it's going to be a hefsik, and he's not allowed to be mafsik during his chazoras hashatz. From the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say that the reason that the Shliach Tzibur shouldn't answer Amen is because he can't make a hefsek. So Tosfos says it's obvious that the Anias Amen answering Amen is not a hefsek because it's a Torah, it's Tzorech Tfilah, but an important halacha. Avalikros Kohanim leDuchan. However, to call Kohanim to the Duchan, like when somebody calls out Kohanim, So Omer Rabbeinu Tam she'ein shliach tzibur yachol lekoram. So Rabbeinu Tam said that the shliach tzibur is not able to call out kohanim. The choshev avsaka letfila im koram ela echad b'mei kol korim. So that is considered a hefsek, and therefore somebody else in the tzibur, when they call kohanim, The other guy in the tzibor has to call that out. V'adarmina besota perik elu nemorim lishnayim kore kohanim. In the Gemara Sota, it talks about whether you can actually call up kohanim if there's only one kohen. And the Gemara's maskana there is if there are two kohanim, you call up aloshan kohanim. So that lavash liyaf tzibor koi elachazen. So who's calling up kohanim? So the Gemara Sota doesn't mean to imply that the Shulach Tzibur is calling up Kohanim. It means to imply that the Chazan HaKnesses, like the Gabai or whatever, is calling up Kohanim. And then Tosfos all the way at the end says, V'yesha, you wrote some lomar de kamo kain ain Shliach Tzibur Roshay la'akros yivarechakol ha-Kohanim, that just like the Shliach Tzibur can't call out the Kohanim, he also can't be the one to call out yivarechakha Hashem yishmerecha to cue the Kohanim. Kain neve afsak amna rabbeinu Yehuda perish abedya yesh medrash tami yaseros v'chaseros amar lem melamesh Shliach Tzibur omar lem al kol dibur v'dibur. So he says, Tosfos says, no, that the Shliach Tzibur could call out yivarechakha Hashem yishmerecha, and you could answer amen, except for the fact that you might make a mistake, that you might lose track of where you're davening. But what the Shliach Tzibur should not do is the Shliach Tzibur should not be the one to call out Kohanim. Okay, says the Gemara, says the back in the Mishnah, Vim ein sham kohen elohu, and if what if the Shliach Tzibur is the only kohen there? Lo yisas kapov, then he shouldn't duchen. And again, the reason that he shouldn't duchen is because we're afraid that he's going to make a mistake. As Rashi points out, maybe when he's finished with the Birchas Kohanim, because he has this emas hatzibur, he's going to forget to say sim shalom. So vim aftachoso shu no says kapov v'chozer l'tfila rashoi. And however, if he is muftach that he's going to be able to duchen, if he's certain that he's going to be able to duchen and then carry on with his davening, then it's okay. And Bizman HaZeh, the rabbi has a whole piece about this in his in the first volume of the Sefer. But Bizman HaZeh, there is not really a chashash about making a mistake and not being able to find your place because everybody's davening from a siddur. So after the kohen is finished with the Birchas Kohanim, he's just going to be able to turn around and daven with a siddur. If there are any kohanim who are listening, they should ask their rabbi what to do if they're davening for the Amma. The rabbi paskin for me that I should neither duchen nor call out when I happen to be davening and the kohanim are duchening, which in America doesn't really happen terribly often. In Eretz Yisrael, it happens much more often. So consult your local Orthodox rabbi. And again, the rabbi has a piece on this in his first volume of Akone Olamo. So says the Gemara as follows. Tana Rabbanan, ha'over lefnei ha'teva, if a person goes over to the Yamud, Tzorich l'sarev, the first time he's asked, he has to resist. V'im ein misarev doma l'tav shel shem b'melach. And if he's not misarev, if he doesn't resist a little bit, then he's like an unsalted dish. In other words, it's like a little crude in order to not be misarev at all. V'im misarev yosem yidai. But if the guy protests too much, then doma l'tav shel shekdicho melach, then it's like an oversalted dish. So ketzu d'wosa. So what's the just right? What's the happy medium here? So okay. So pama rishona yisarev. The first time the Gabbai asks you to go daven, you have to resist. Shnia mahavev. The second time he asks you, you have to already stir like you're pretending to get up from your seat. Shlishis poshes as raglav yore. The third time he asks, you got to get up and you got to go right to the amud. Tana rabbanan shlosha ruban kasha miutan yafe. There are three things that if you have too much of it, it's bad. If you have a little of it, then it's good. Veluhein saar yeast. Melach and salt, v'sarvanus and refusal. A little bit of sarvanus is good. Too much sarvanus is no good. Amar Ravuna, ta b'shlosh rishonosh chozer l'rosh. If you make a mistake in the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. B'msayos, if you make a mistake in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, chozer l'atachonein, you return to atachonein, which is the first of the middle brachos. B'achronos chozer l'avoda. And if you make a mistake in the last of the three brachos, then you go back to Ritzei, which is the first of the last three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. Rav Asi Yomer, that was Rav Huna. Rav Asi says, Emtsoyos ein lam seder. No, the Emtsoyos don't have a seder. What it means by Emtsoyos ein lam seder, Rashi says, Vim dileg brach achas v'achachach nizkar ba omra afshalo b'mkoma. What happens again if you're davening? And you realize, I just spaced out. I forgot to say Rafa'enu. So do you have to go back to the place and say Rafa'enu? Says Rashi, no, you could insert Rafa'enu wherever you are. So even if it's not in the order. Tosfa says that this is not at all This is not at all mistaber, that what the Gemara means to say, emtsayos ein lam seder, doesn't mean that if you forget a bracha, you could go insert the bracha wherever you want, because obviously, and he brings a raya from the fact in the Gemara Megillah, it talks about a Gemara Megillah, Korah Megillah l'mafreya lo yotza. If a person reads the Megillah out of order, then he's not yotza, and it says, v'chem b'halal, v'chem b'kriyashma, v'chem b'tfila, and it's the same halacha by tfila, that you can't daven l'mafreya, you can't daven out of order. So how could Rashi tell me that if I get one of the brachas in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and then I remember later, I could just insert it wherever I am? That's not the way it works, says Tosfos. So Tosfos brings down the Rashbam, and the Rashbam says that what it means, that Ein Lam Seder, it means that if you make a mistake in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and one of the brachas in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you don't have to go all the way back to Ata Chonein, just go back to the bracha that you made a mistake in. That's what it means when it says this in the Gemara, says Tosfos. And then Tosfos says, we're not going to have time to read the entire Tosfos inside because we have a large amud beis that we need to get through in order to finish the perek today. But Tosfos says that therefore, if you, let's say, if you make a mistake, this only applies during the middle brachas that you return to the bracha that you made a mistake in. But if you made a mistake in the first three brachas, then you go back to the beginning of the first bracha. If you made a mistake in the last three brachas, you go back to the beginning of the last bracha. And then Tosfos gives examples, which we don't really paskin like, because he gives examples about what happens if you're davening Shmoneh Esrei and you forget Zachreinu L'chaim. Then you go back to, but the halacha that we paskin like now is that you don't, we saw this in the daf a couple of weeks ago, that the only time we repeat Shmoneh Esrei is if you actually forget, one of the big ones, like Hakel HaKadosh, instead of Melech HaKadosh, instead of Hakel HaKadosh. But Tosfos talks about what happens if you forget Zachreinu, then where do you go back to, or what happens if you forget B'Sefer Chaim, or any of the insertions that we make on the Yom HaRam, where exactly you go back to. But again, the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here, when it says in the Gemara, Emsoyos Ein Lam Seder, so Rashi means, Rashi explains that what Ravasi means is that you just repeat recite the bracha that you forgot wherever you are. Tosfos says, no, what this means is that unlike Rav Huna, who said that if I make a bracha anywhere in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I go all the way back to Ata Chonein, Ravasi is saying, if I made a bracha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I go back to the bracha that I made the mistake in. So says the Gemara, so Masav Rav Sheshes, Meichonu Chozer, so where does he go back to? Mitchilas HaBracha Shetah. Shetazeh, from the berbracha, that the first baltfila made a mistake in. That's what our Mishnah says. So it's Yifta to Rav Huna. So it's Akash and Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that if the guy make a mistake, you have to go all the way back to Ata Chonein. But that's not what the Mishnah had said. So Amalacha Rav Huna, Emsoyos Kulucha de Brachasaninu. Now, Rav Huna will touch up the Mishnah that all of the middle brachas of Shmoneh Esrei are considered to be one bracha. And therefore, the bracha Shetaba is Ata Chonein. And Amar Rav Yehuda Liolam Al Yishal Adam Tzrachav Lo B'Shalosh Rishonos V'Lo B'Shalosh Achronos. A person should not ask for his own personal bakashos, not during the first three brachos or the last three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. Ela B'Emtsayos. Only he should ask for his tzrachim in Emtsayos. Tosfos brings down Rabbeinu Chananel that this applies, that Lo Yishal Adam Tzrachav Lo B'Shalosh Rishonos V'Lo B'Shalosh Achronos only applies for his individual needs. Avla tzorchei tzibur shoalim. However, for tzorchei tzibur, we can be shoal bakashos even during the first three brachos, and that's why we say zachreinu l'chaim and michamocha in the asar simei tshuva and on the yom haram, even though it's during the first three brachos, and that's why we say the krovets, those who have yotzros, who say the which is technically called krovets, if you say it on, let's say, by the dala parshias or on yonta, if you say that in avos, and that's why we insert the alav yavo after it say, because it's bakasha sibur, and bakasha sibur are allowed to be made even during the first three brachas and the last three brachas. Now, why would it be the case that you're not allowed to ask for your individual bakashos during the first three of the last three brachos? So as follows, the Amar Rav Chanina, Rishonas Doma Le'Eved Shemesader Shevach Lefnei Rabo. First, you have to set the table. For the first three brachos are like an Eved who is being Mesader all of his praise to his master. Amtsoyos Doma Le'Eved Shemavakesh Prasmi Rabo. The middle brachos are like the Eved who is requesting, making the bakashos from his master. And Achronas Doma Le'Eved Shekibol Prasmi Rabo. By the last three brachos, it's like an Eved Eved who's already accepted the prize from his master. He's got what he wanted. V'nifter v'olichlo, and then he goes on his way. The Achronim ask, how can it be that the last three brachos of Shmona Esrei are like an Eved who has already accepted the prize? That assumes that once a person davens, immediately he knows that he was granted his bakoshos. We don't know whether we are granted our bakoshos right after we daven. So the Mabitz explains that whether our bakoshos are actually granted or not, a person is always improved by davening the Shmona Esrei, because he feels a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. That is the pras that the Gemara is referring to, says the Mabit. Oh, he says the Gemara Vayter. Tana Rabbana, Maisa b'Talmud Echa she'yor lefnei atev v'nei Rebbe Elazar. There was a Maisa with a Talmud who went down to daven in front of Rebbe Eliezer. Vayamarech Yosem Yidai, he was davening a long Shmona Esrei. Zomer l'Talmida of Rabbeinu, kama archon uzeh. So the Talmidim said to Rebbe Elazar, wow, this guy davened such a long Shmona Esrei. Zomer lem, klo marech Yosem Moshe Rabbeinu. Did anybody daven longer than Moshe Rabbeinu? Dichsiv bei, esar boim yom, vesar boim laila. When Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive Klal Yisrael for the Chet Egel, he was davening for 40 days. So this guy is not davening for 40 days, so don't say that he's davening that long. Shuv Maisa b'Talmud Echad she'yor lefnei atev v'nei Rebbe Eliezer. It was another Talmud who went to the Yaman in front of Rebbe Eliezer. V'yem akatsu yosem yidai, and he davened a very quick Shmon Esrei. Amar le Talmidav, kam akatsu nuzeh. Well, so Talmidim were deriding the Chazan that this guy davens too short. So Amar le klum akatsu yosem Moshe Rabbeinu. Was anybody davening a shorter tefillah than Moshe Rabbeinu? Dechsev, kel na, rifa na la. That was all his tefillah was. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, kol mavakesh rachvim al chaveiro, ain't sorech laasker shmo. Anybody who's being mavakesh rachvim on his friend, you don't have to mention the friend by name. Shneemar kel na rifa na la v'lo kamat kershmo de Miriam, because Moshe Rabbeinu's tefila did not mention the name of Miriam. And Rav Yaakov Emden explains, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who you're davening for. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who you're davening for, there is no need to mention the name explicitly. Says the Gemara Vayter, three lines up from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Eila bracha shadam shochabem. These are the brachos in which a person bows. Ba'avos tchila v'sof, in the beginning and then the end of avos. Ba'da tchila v'sof. And hoda, in the beginning and the end. So in other words, twice in the beginning of Shmona Esrei, twice in the end of Shmona Esrei. Vim ba'al l'shuach b'chol bracha bracha. And if you want to bow at the end of each bracha, v'tfilas kol bracha bracha, and at the beginning of each bracha, melamdim mosar shalo yishche, we teach him that he should not bow. And Tosfos says, well, why can't he bow? What's the big deal? And Tosfos answers, because two answers. Number one, if you get excessive and you bow all the time, so people are just going to get tired of bowing and they're not going to bow at all. And then they're going to be mevatel the takana to bow, even the twice during avos and the twice at the end of Shmona Esrei, right? Tosfos, the second answer is that it looks like you are ra. It looks like arrogance, if you're self-righteousness, if you're bowing so much, it's like you're so holy that you got to bow more than the four times that Chazal were talking that you bow in Shmona Esrei. So Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapora, Hedyot kamo she'amarnu. By a regular person, it's like we said, you bow twice in the beginning, twice at the end, flipping to Lamed Aleph and Beis. Kohen Gadol b'sof kol bracha bracha. The Kohen Gadol bows at the end of every bracha, v'melech tchilah kol bracha v'sof kol bracha bracha, and the melech bows at the beginning and the end of every bracha. And the reason is that because the greater a person is, the more hachna, the more humility we have to instill in that person, and therefore the more he has to bow, the greater his position in life is. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Avisa bar Nachmeni, Lididi mefarshali minei de Rav Shua ben Levi, Hedyot kamo she'amarnu, Kohen Gadol tchilas kol bracha bracha, Hamelech kimen shekara shovein is okay. If a melech, once he bows, he doesn't straighten up again the whole Shmona Esrei, she'nemar v'ik chalo shloma lispalel, come melifnei mezbeach mechra arberchav. When he finished davening, that's when he stood up straight and finished with the bowing. Tana Rabbana, now a distinction between the different types of bowing. Kida alapayim. The bowing that's called kida is when your face is to the floor. Shnemar v'tikud basheva apayim eretz. Kriya alberkayim. Kriya is on your knees. Shnemar mechroa alberchav. Ishtachava azu pishat yadayim v'raglayim. This is full-on prostration on the ground. Shnemar havo navo ani v'imcha v'achecha l'shtachvos l'cha arza. That you're going to be totally prone on the ground. I saw Abai and Rava that they leaned on their side, and that is when they were noflin al paneim. That's Rashi says. In other words, when they said tachlin, they just leaned over a little bit. They didn't do any of these types of bowing. Tanichada kareya bada. When if a person bows in modim, hareza meshubach, it's meshubach, vatan yidach, hareza maguna. Somebody else said that it is maguna. So which one is it? Is it good to bow during modim? Is it bad to bow during modim? Lo kasha, betchila, lebsof. So one is in the beginning of modim, that's good. To bow at the end of modim is not good. Rava korabada, tchila besof. Rava did bow in the beginning and the end of modim. There is a so Amar Le Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan said to him, "Amayka Avid Mar Hachi, why are you doing that?" So Amar Lu Chazinu L'Rav Nachman, the Karev Chazinu L'Rav Sheshes, the Avid Hachi, because I saw Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. I saw these tzaddikim do this. Vatanya Kareya Bada Reza Maguna. Aye, it says Akareya Bada. It's Maguna. We said you should only bow in the beginning of modim, not at the end of modim. Says the Gemara, Aye Bada Shabahalel. No, he learned that when we say Reza Maguna, it means if you bow during Halal, that's Maguna. Vatanya Akareya Bada Vada Shel Halal Reza Maguna. So Oda can't mean Oda Shel Halal, because we have another brisa that says if a guy bows during modim, during Oda, and Oda Shel Halal, that's Maguna. So Oda plain can't be Oda Shel Halal, because both of them are mentioned in this brisa. Kitanya Iba Oda de Berchaz al Mazon. When we're referring to that brisa is talking about. That price is talking about no delicha in benching. This whole hodah that we're talking about here, the Mefarshim understand it to mean modim drabanan, and it turns out that there are various practices during modim drabanan, whether you're supposed to bow in the beginning and then be zokif immediately, whether you're supposed to bow in the beginning and then at the end of modim drabanan, and the way we paskin is that you bow in the beginning and then you straighten up when you get to Hashem's name. So, but the most achronim explain, most achronim understand this Gemara that it's talking about modim drabanan. Okay, says the last Mishnah in the fifth perek. Hamispalel vita. If a person is davening and he makes a mistake, simen ralo, it's a bad sign for him. Vim shliach tzibur hu simen rala sholchav. And if he's a shliach tzibur, then it's a bad sign for the tzibur that he's davening for. Vimnesha shlucha shaladam kamosa. Because just like if an individual is davening and he makes a mistake, it's a bad sign for him. The shliach tzibur is a shliach of the tzibur, and therefore, by definition, if the shliach tzibur makes a mistake, it's a bad sign for the tzibur. So Amar lav of Rav Chanina ben Dosa shayim espalel alacholim. So Rav Chanina ben Dosa would daven for cholim. Va'omer areza chay v'zem meis. And he would say immediately, this one's going to live, this one's going to die. Amar lo minayin ata yadea. How do you know? So Amar lam. So he said, imshkurut tefila sabifi. If I'm fluent in the tefila, yadea ani yishu mekubel. I know that the tefila is going to be answered. Vim lav, but if the tefila does not flow naturally from my mouth, yodea anishu maturaf, then I know that the tefila is going to be ripped up. Says the Gemara, aheya. So in other words, Sen Rashi understands this question to mean, which of the brachos and where in the tefila, if you make a mistake, is it a bad siman? So Amar Rav Chiya, Amar Rav Safra, Mishum Chad, Debei Rebbe, Ba'avos. That if you make a mistake in Avos, that's a bad sign. Ika demasni la avraisa, and some learned it on the braisa. Mespal al tzorach sheyichaven es libo bekulan. If a person, when a person davens, he has to be mechaven his lev by all the brachos. V'meini yachal lechaven bekulan, yichaven es libo ba'achas. And if you're not able to have kavana for the Ol Shmona Esrei, then you have to have kavana at least during one of the brachos. And which of these brachos is it that the person has to have kavana at during? So Rav Chiya, Rav Safra, Mishum Chadabe Rebbe, Ba'avos. Ah, the one bracha that you have to have kavana at is Avos. Rav Chaim explains that there were two different types of kavana that one can have during tefillah. That there is a kavana that you're omei lefnei hamakom. That type of kavana is ma'akev for all of the tefillah. During all of the tefillah, all of the Shemoneh Esrei, you have to have kavana that you are standing and talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kavana that we're referring to in the Gemara over here that is only required during Avos is a kavana of Perush HaMilim, of understanding what you're saying. That, on a basic level, is only required by Avos, not for the entire Shemoneh Esrei. Amar Olav Rav Chanina, Minani Milis, how do we know this? So Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Damar Kra, Borei Nivs Fasayim, it says Borei Nivs Fasayim, which is like the Lashon of Bari, which is like the Lashon of Healthy, Shalom Shalom L'Rachok Vula Karov. So Amar Hashem Urufativ. So Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol HaNaviyim Kulun L'Nisnaba El L'Masi Bito L'Tamid Chacham. All of the Neviim, when they were misnabe about great reward, they had in mind the reward of somebody who marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Lo Sepragmati a Talmud Chacham. Somebody who supports a Talmud Chacham and engages him in business. Ula Mahama Talmud Chacham in a Chasav. Aval Talmidei Chachamim Atzman. However, the reward for Talmidei Chachamim themselves, No Navi even was even misnabe about this. Ayin laros elokim zulo secha. Nobody was misnabe about this. So, yasel lechachma lo. V'amar av chiyah bar'aba amar av yochanan kol anavim kulam lanos nabo elali mosa mashiach. All the Nevi'im, they only had Nevu'ah about Yimos HaMashiach. Aval Olam Abba, but by Olam Abba, and what's Olam Abba? Famous Machlokas, Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam holds that Olam Abba is Olam HaNeshamos, like a spiritual type of world, not a physical world at all. The Ramban says, no, the Olam Abba is the world after Tchias HaMesim, when everybody is back and alive. But the Nevi'im were not misnabe about Olam Abba because Ayin LaRasa Lakim Zula Secha Upligi the Shmuel, and they're arguing on Shmuel. Demar Shmuel Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Olam Mosa Mashiach Ela Shibin Malkius Bovada. There's no great difference between Olam Hazeh and Limosha Mashiach except for the fact that we are not going to be subservient to other nations and to other governments. Shenemar Kliyechtal Evna Mikarav Aretz. The Emor Avchia Kliyechtal Evna Mikarav Aretz. In other words, there will still be poor people. So in other words, it's still sort of like it is today, except for the Shibin Malkius aspect. All the Nevi'im, they were misnabe about the schar that awaits Balei Tshuva. But Tzadikim Gemurim have a reward coming to them that is incomprehensible. So Pligi Derabi, incomprehensible, I should say. Pligi Derabi Avo. And they argue on Rav Avo. Demar Rav Avo, Makom Shebalei Tshuva Omdim, Tzadikim Gurim Einim Omdim. That this mimer says that the Balei Tshuva have an even bigger schar, have an even bigger reward than Tzadikim Gemurim. Shenemar, Shalom, Shalom, L'Rachok V'Lakarov. Shalom, Shalom, first is mentioned L'Rachok, that's the Baal Tshuva. U'Lakarov is a Tzadik. L'Rachok B'Reishav Adar L'Karov. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lecha, no, my Rachok, what is Rachok? Rachok means Shaya Rachok Midvar Aveira Meikara. That's the Tzadik. Umay Karov, Shaya Karol Dvar Aveira Venisrachik Mimenu. That's the Baal Tshuva who at first was close to Aveira and then became far away from Aveira. Says the Gemara, Sahashta, my Ayin La Rasa. So what does Ayin La Rasa mean? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This is this fantastic aged wine from the Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omar, Ze Eden Shelo Shalta Ba'ayin Kol Bria. That this is Eden that nobody ever saw. Bria, Shema Tomer Adam Arishon Hechanaya. You might ask, well, nobody ever saw Eden. Wasn't Adam Arishon in Gan Eden? Hechanaya began. He was in the Gan. Veshema Tomer, who Gan, who Eden? Maybe Gan is Gan Eden. Tamalomar, Venor Yotzame Eden, Lahashkos Es Hagan. Gan l'chod ve'eden l'chod, and that's this tremendous reward is going to be Eden, and that's the reward that not even the Nevi'im are able to fathom, not even the Nevi'im are able to be misnave about. Says the Gemara in Avaitar with the two dots. Son of Rabban Amayse, Shecholo Beno, Shel Rabban Gamliel. The son of Rabban Gamliel once fell ill. Shogar Shnei Talmidei Chacham, Eitzel Rabban Chanina, Madosa Levake, Shelav Rachmim. So the Talmidim went to Rabbeinu Yonah, to Rabbi Chanina Madosa to be Mevake Shrachmim. Kiman Shero Osam, when Rabban Chanina Madosa saw the Talmidim coming, Allah Aliyah, he went up to the top floor, Bikashal Rachmim. He Davin, Briudas Omerlem, when he came down, he said to these Talmidei Chachamim who were dispatched to him, go back because the fever has left him. Amar lo, v'chi Navi ata? They said to him, wow, are you a Navi? Amar lem, so he said, Rokhinin Medosa said, Lo Navi Anochi, Blo Ben Navi Anochi, Elakach Makablani, Im Shkur, Tvilas, Bafi, Yodeani, Shu Makubal, Vim Lavi, Yodeani, Shimaturav. No, I'm not a Navi, I'm not a Ben Navi, but I know that if the Tvila comes out well, I know what's going to be answered. Yashvu Vikosvu, the Kivnu Osa Shah. So they marked down that moment, the Rabbi Chanina Medosa said, the fever left him. And when they came to Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Lahem, Havod, Rabbi Gamliel says, my God, Lo Chasartem, Velo Asartem, it wasn't earlier, it wasn't later. Exactly at that time, the Rabbi Chanina Medosa made the observation, his fever broke, and he asked for water. There was another Maisa with the Chanina Medosa, Shalach Limud Torah Eitzel Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. The Chalad Beno Shal Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. He was learning in Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai's house, and his son fell ill. Amar lo, so Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai said, Chanina Beni, Bakesh Alav Rachmim V'yechyeh, Bimavakesh Rachmim that he shall live, and Yech Rosh Avim Birkov. So he put his head between his legs, between his knees, V'bikesh Alav Rachmim, V'chaya, and he lived. So Amar Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Amoli Atiach Ben Zakkai, Yes Rosh HaKol Ben Birkov, Kol HaYom Kulo Lo HaYom. mashkichim alav. So, oh man, wow, that's amazing. If I would have davened all day, I wouldn't have been answered in my tefillah. So, Amar lo Ishlo, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's wife started getting nervous. V'chanina gadol mimcha, is Chanina bigger talmid chacham, is he bigger tzaddik than you? So, Amar la, so he said, love. Ella who domek eved lefnei hamelech, he's like an eved lefnei hamelech, v'ani domek kesar lefnei hamelech, and I'm domek like a sar lefnei hamelech. So there are, the Achronim have different ways as to how to explain this. Some explain that what Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying is that he's a little bit more humble than me because he's like an Eved, and that's why his tefillah was answered. Others say that an Eved always appears before a Melech. Unlike a dignitary, you only sometimes appears before the Melech. So he always appears before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is therefore more apt to accept his tefillah. A person should daven in a house within those. Shenemer v'kivam psichin lei, and the open balise, and there are open windows there. Neged Yerushalayim. Amrav Kana Chotzef Ali Iman Damasli Bevikta. A person who davens in a bikkah, in an open space where there are a lot of people and a lot of distractions, that type of person is arrogant because he can't focus on his tefillah. Amrav Kana Chotzef Ali Iman Damafarish Chatia. Anybody who's mafarish his sins, anybody who actually expounds on his sins and mentions them specifically, that's a bad trait. Shenemer Ashrei Nasi Pesha Kisui Chet. Because nosi pesha kisu chait, covering up the chait, that is what's appropriate. Hadron alakein omdim. Tomorrow, God willing, we begin the sixth perek of the Masechta.